I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful Tuesday. Joining us also on the phone, California State Senator Steve Bradford, who represents the 35th Senate District, which includes a bunch of wonderful cities, including his hometown of Gardena. And that will be the scene of the 17th annual Gardena Jazz Festival coming up on Sunday, the 25th. And we are so excited to welcome Steve to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Pat?
Good. I know you've been super busy with the Senate Banking and Financial Institutions Committee, doing a lot of good stuff up there.
Appreciate it.
I know that something that's really near and dear and close to your heart and that you're really passionate about is this Gardena Jazz Festival, something born out of friendship and a love of music.
That's correct. It started, like you say, 17 years ago in the community in which I grew up with a bunch of friends that just decided, hey, let's do something for the community, and it's morphed into probably one of the biggest events in the South Bay now.
It certainly is. You know, it has become one of the premier festivals, one that everybody looks forward to. And it is unique in a number of different ways. This really is truly a community event.
Yes, it is. I mean, it started out free to the public, and the only reason we charge today is because we just had too many people and we had to have a way of controlling the crowd. But it's a not-for-profit. We just cover the cost and make it as affordable for the community to attend.
And you have had some really huge acts, too, so I guess that's another reason to bring in a little bit of revenue to take care of that. The lineup this year is pretty cool. Tell us about it.
We have legendary Stanley Clark. I mean, what more can you say?
Baddest bassist in the world.
In the world, without a doubt. We have jazz, funk, soul, Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Gardena's own Paul Jackson Jr. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that as well, to bring one of your hometown friends back.
That is true.
Allow them to perform. And Jazz and Pink with Gil Johnson, Marcus Johnson. It's just a great lineup as we try to bring every year.
Yeah, we have some of our local favorites too. Corny Mims, who is just one of the best in the business. He'll be there with the know-it-alls. And Fernando Pullum's Community Arts Center Youth Group will be there opening up. And I think that is always awesome too. You every year bring in the young people and give them a chance to let their talent shine.
This is what it was really all about. Again, in our initial starting this thing, it was finding local talent in the community because we couldn't pay that, you know, for that name, household name, you know, 17 years ago. So,
right.
Yeah, we started. And say Cornelius also, we grew up together. Me, Cornelius, and Paul Jackson, we grew up playing music from elementary through high school. But as I always say, you see who has the talent.
Last year, you also added a second stage, which is a very cool idea because it gives you a chance to do some of what you were just talking about, showcasing some new talent. And this year, something even more special. Tell us about coming to the stage, the next big thing.
We have a talent contest, and we had people submit their acts online, and you voted. And we have a surprise group that was chosen by our online viewers, and they will be on the second stage this year.
I think it's awesome. You know, this one of the things I really love about coming to your festival, which I've been doing for how many years? It's been a bunch of years now. I can't even imagine the summer without being at the Gardena Jazz Festival. But I just love the folks who live around the park who, you know, this becomes their like little private concert party. And we have to always go up the hill and make a little visit to the folks who live up there. And I look forward to that every year.
And they appreciate it. I mean, and that's what makes this event special. I mean, we've had everybody from our artists to you go up and visit. There's one of the residents right behind the park, Mr. Stewart, who this is probably the biggest event he has at his home every year. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And it's many people who have gone to his backyard every year for the concert, has never once stepped foot in the park to view the show.
He doesn't have to, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, his guests, they never come down. They will never come to this. I go to his house every year. So
hey, we kind of get it when we go up there and get a little plate full of food. We understand why they're just there and staying and enjoying the music. Well, we hope that you will join us this year at the 17th Annual Gardena Jazz Festival. Always such a great day. Visit GardenaJazzFestival.com to get your tickets. I believe VIP is probably sold out by now.
It's sold out now, yeah.
Yeah, well, we will definitely welcome one and all. The Cabanas are great. I'm sure they're sold out as well. But maybe if you didn't get those, you'll try for next year. But come and join us anyway, because it's going to be a party in the park on Sunday. Thank you so much, Steve, for taking some time to call in this morning.
And I want to thank you, Pat, and The Wave for being a part of this for the number of years you have. You've added something special. We look forward to seeing you on August 25th.
Hey, we're delighted about our partnership. Steve Bradford joining us today, representing the 35th Senate District, and we will see him let his hair down and party a little bit on Sunday at the 17th Annual Gardena Jazz Festival. Thank you for riding the wave to work with us this morning. Nice long set coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.